I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The call for better public services in Lebanon is the backdrop to some of Sat-7's work in the region. Now, Sat-7 is a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. It offers education through its My School program on its channel, Sat-7 Kids. Juliana Sphere is the Sat-7 Academy channel manager, and she says, due to limited funds, the next season of My School might not happen.
Children in Lebanon and in the region, they are dreaming of something better, of a brighter future. And thousands of kids, even those who are living in refugee camps, you know, they rely on our educational programs to change their lives. Even the parents rely on us doing this for their kids and for them.
Already, families are pleading the Sat-7 to continue their My School program. Ask God to make a way. And graduating seminary is hard enough. Now, add on persecution and the physical inability to hear. Chris, a deaf believer in North Africa, made his way through these challenges to become an ordained minister. However, his trials didn't end there. Door International's Rob Meyer says one classmate told Chris that according to Old Testament scripture, he shouldn't be a church leader because he's deaf. But Door's deaf leaders helped Chris understand the true meaning of God's word.
The point of the priest not having defects is that it was a picture of Jesus coming. And since Jesus has come and he's the perfect high priest, he makes us right with God. And now any of us have the opportunity to be ministers of the gospel.
This is just one of many barriers that deaf leaders face around the world. Head on over to missionnews.org to learn how you can help deaf reach deaf for Christ. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Just look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.